if he testified at some angle, which he has, right. Lopez, then you can know this.
Some of you.
So we began our discussion of Misasik. What we've seen so far is the sugya in Klal Gadol, Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, going on to Ayin Gimel, Amud Aleph. And let's just summarize a few of the main points of that sugya. The Gemara records a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. And the case is Niskaven Lachtoch Es Hatolush Vechotach Es Amachubar. According to Rava, that's called Misasek, and he's Potter in Shabbos. According to Abaye, that would be a case of Shogeg, and he's Chai Vekarbon. According to Abaye, the only case where he'd be Potter on Shabbos, Betoris Misasek, is when it was his Kavin Lahagbia Es Hatolush, not Lachtoch Es Hatolush. Meaning, according to Abaye, once he had Kavonis Chaticha, that's enough to make him into a Shogeg. The Petur Misasek will only apply in the case of Magbia, where he didn't have Kavonas Chituch. Rav, on the other hand, holds that even if he had Kavonas Chituch, nevertheless, it comes under the law of Misasek. And therefore, according to Rava, if he was Niskaven Lachtoch Es HaTolush VeChotach Es HaMechubar, that's the case of Misasek according to Rava. And Rava thought to bring a raya from the fact that in Kol HaTorah Kula, the Bryce establishes that it would be, he would be chayev for a similar kind of case, and yet here in Shabbos he is potur. Says Rava, that's because there's a special din in Shabbos of a ptur misasik. Abaye rejects that raya from the Bryce because he says the Bryce, when it says that you're chayev in Kol HaTorah Kula and potur in Shabbos, is talking about a case where he didn't have kavanas achil at all. Rashi points out his kavana was for blia and not for achila. What I missed last time is a very important Rashi on the top of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi there says that there's another element that has to be introduced here into the equation. And this Rashi, I think, is going to be the segue to the sugya in Krisus, because based on the sugya in Krisus, and this is on the top of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph in Rashi, Rashi says that in Kol HaTorah Kula, the reason why you would be chayav in such a case, meaning in a case where, let's say, Rav would say the parallel case in Shabbos, you'd be potur, because what you wanted to do is a davar heter. You wanted to cut something that you thought in your mind was already detached. In a parallel case, you would be chayev in Kol HaTorah Kula. So Rashi explains why. And he introduces here another element. Rashi says, that the shogag the sover shuman hu, he thought he was eating heter, it was shuman. Lo niskavi lechol chelev. Says Rashi v'chayev. Why? Afal pi de misasik hu lefi Rava. According to Rava, he's misasik because his kavanah was for heter and not for isur. The lo miskavi lachilas isur chayev. The Omar Shmuel b'krisus. That's what we want to see in Mitzvah today. Is bechalovin varayas misasik chayev shekein nen. So it means that according to Rava, Rashi's interpreting that the chumrah here of Shabbos in the sefer this brisa, in contrast to the chumrah in shar mitzvah haTorah in the sefer the brisa, in contrast to Shabbos, is the case of misasik bechalovim varayas. And Rashi goes ahead and he spells it out. He says, "Avol b'Shabbos potter. Why is he potter in Shabbos? I mean, l'chora kavachomer. Not kavachomer. Rashi could have said, he could have given the answer that maybe he there's a new aloch of mesasek in Shabbos. No, Rashi just says in Shabbos he's potter because lo nen. The aloch of mesasek potter should apply in Kol HaTorah Kula, in Chalav Marais as well, but it doesn't because in Chalav Marais we have an element called Shekein Nen. But in Shabbos he says you're potter because Shalom Nen. He doesn't get any physical pleasure from it. And therefore... So that, I'm just reading the Rashi. I hope that when I give out these Maramakomas again, I'm gonna have to beg you to bring them to Shia. I can't keep photocopying, so... You know, you think that Berzon is making up a Rashi, and I'm just literally reading the words of Rashi here. Rashi says, "Avol b'Shabbos potur." Why? Delo nen. In other words, there's a special reason why, in the case of misasek, in other averus other than Shabbos, you are chayov, and that special reason doesn't apply to Shabbos. It sounds like Rashi is assuming that Shabbos is the rule and Chalom Varayis is the exception to the rule. As Rashi is coming up with a special reason why you're chayev in Mesasek in Chalom Varayis. Logically, the same tour that applies to Shabbos of Mesasek should apply in Kol HaTorah Kula to other Averis as well, to Arayis and to Chalovim. But Rashi says, no, in the case of Chalom Varayis, there's a special reason why Dafki is chayev and we suspend the principle of Mesasek. That's because he's Nana. He gets physical pleasure from eating the chalev or from the b'ilas erva. But in the case of Shabbos, where he's not getting physical pleasure from the melacha, then we apply the general principle of misasa. That's what Rashi is presenting here. So there's no mention here in Rashi, as far as I can tell, of melechas makshevas. Melechas makshevas is not in the picture here.
Excuse me, that doesn't make sense. And if you were to get hanah from the melacha, I cook.
Right. If you would, let's say, violate meleches chabura with hanah's be'ila, right? Where the melacha itself is mahana the goof. Not where ultimately the melacha is a means to an end and ultimately you'll have hanah's aguf. But if the melacha equals hanah's aguf, then in such a case, Rashi would say that l'chori yechayev because of the svar of shekein nen.
He can't say that.
Because of the sugya of be'ilah rishon of Shabbos?
No. I understand the exception of chaylev and be'ilah. Fine, but Shabbos has a different din entirely. And Rashi says it before that you have to have melechus machshavas. He can't.
I didn't see that Rashi. Chayev. Did I miss that Rashi?
Where Rashi said that.
Oh, okay.
It's an obvious Gemara.
Well, we're going to see the Gemara in Croesus. That's the obvious Gemara that I know of. I don't know of any other Gemara right now of melechus machshavas. But Rashi in Masechta Shabbos here in the sugya of Mesasek doesn't seem to be operating with Melechus Machshevus at all.
It's hard for me to accept that.
Yeah. Okay. Right, look,
so you have to understand.
Look, Rabbi. Let me just tell you this: if you're not going to be patient, I see already a number of people have dropped out. So at least you'll hang in there with me, hopefully. But again, let's just see the sugya increases of Melechus Machshevus, and then we'll try to, see if we can put this all together. The Mishnah says in Masechta Croesus on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. Okay, I'm just going to get my photocopy here because I don't have the original Gemara. Yeah, here it is.
No,
I think I'll manage with the photocopy, I think. But thanks for the offer, Mitch. I may take you up on the offer. Okay. Now, the part of the Mishnah that we're interested in is the first part of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah records a machlokas here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. And the Mishnah has three cases, but they're all parallel cases. So case number one is chelev v'nosar lefonav. Now what's important for us to understand here is that both chelev and nosar are an isur karis, meaning no matter what he ate here, whether he ate the chelev or the nosar, he's going to have to bring a korban chatos if he was a shogeg. V'yochal echad mehem v'eino yodea ezin mehen ochal. He doesn't know whether he ate chelev or he ate nosar. Or, for example, he has two arayas in front of him. He's got ishto nido and he has achoso. And he doesn't know, did he have be'ilo with this one or with that one? Or, for example, he doesn't know whether today is Shabbos or Yom Kippur. And asa malacha, he does a malacha. So in these cases, Rabbi Eliezer is machayev chatos. Rabbi Eliezer says yechayev chatos. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Potter. So the Gemara, if we skip down to the bottom, says Tanya Om Rabbi Eliezer Monavshach. How can you tell me, Rabbi Yeshua, that he's Potter in this case? I chelev ochal chayev, I noser ochal chayev, I ishto nida bal chayev, I achosu bal chayev, I b'shabes osam locha chayev, I omer kippur osam locha chayev. What's the p'tur here when mi Monavshach he's chayev? Okay, we don't know, he doesn't know whether he ate chelev, whether he ate nosar, whether he violated Shabbos, whether he violated Yom Kippur, he was bal achoso, bal nido. In any event, he's chayev achatas. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, harehu omer, asher chota ba. The Torah says in the parasha of chiyuv chatos, asher chota ba. Achi vodolo bame chata. The extra word ba is coming to establish that he knows exactly what his chait was. Ba, the object that he sinned with. And if he doesn't know that, he's potter. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute. If Rabbi Yoshua indeed has such a gzeres hakos, if he has such a yalfusa, is Rabbi Eliezer hai ba my ovid bay lay? What is he going to do with the word ba? And the Gemara says, "Mi boile prat limis asik." Here we turn to Daf Yutes Amud Beis, and the Gemara says, "Now misasik demat." What's the case of misasik? Idechalovim viarayos. If you're telling me that the pasuk ba, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is coming to establish a patur in the case of chalovim v'arayas, meaning, let's say he was eating shuman, at least he thought so, and it turned out that it was chalev. He thought he was having relations with his wife, it turned out to be someone else's wife. In such a case, are you telling me that he's potur? Chayev? In this case, he's chayev. The Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, ha-mis'asik b'chalovim v'arayas, chayev shekei nene. And the way I understand it, again, everyone's invited to disagree with me, that the law of Misasek logically should apply to Chalov Arayas. But as an exception to the rule, he's Chayev in this case of Misasek, for these cases of Misasek, because Shekain Nen. And this is what Rashi quoted here on Daf Ayin Gimel in Masechta Shabbos, that there is a reason why in Chalovim Varayos, which are called Shar Mitzvahs in the Brice that's quoted in the Gemara in Shabbos, why is Chayev, that Chumrah is based on, Rashi says, Shekein Nene. Again, not that we're suspending the halacha, the principle of Misasek in Kol HaTorkul. No, the principle of Misasek should apply in Kol HaTorkul, and he should logically be part of it. There's this new Svara quoted here of Nachman in the name of Shmuel of Shekein Nene. Good, so now we have a problem. Let's go back to the Gemara's problem. Rabbi Eliezer says that the word ba is coming to exclude misasik. Well, what is the case that the Torah is telling you a potter for because you're misasik? It can't be a case of chalov arayis because of the principle of Shmuel Shekein Nene. Oh, but the e misasik v'shavis potter. Now the Gemara says, Who forced you, who compelled you to assume that Rabbi Eliezer, when he darshens the ba, and he patters you up in the case of Misasik, he's referring to chalov v'arayis, or what we call shar mitzvah satorah. why not suggest that he's referring to Shabbos? Okay, so far I'm doing okay. Now here's where I lose it. My timer, and why is it that in Shabbos you're potter? Meleches machsheves asra Torah. Fine. Now what does it mean that there's a p'tur of misasik in Shabbos? So now the Gemara gives us a short synopsis here in Krisus of the sugya that we learned in Shabbos. And the Gemara says the fine. L'Rava, according to Shitas Rava, what's the case of misasik in Shabbos that you're part of Mishkaches Loki Gondin is coming lachtoch es ha-tolush v'chotach es ha-mechubar? As far as he knew, to the best of his understanding, he was doing heter. He was not doing anything that was also. He thought he was cutting tolush labaye mishkaches lo. What's the case of misasek that you're potter in Shabbos kigon that is kavin lahagbia esa tolush? He had kavona not for chitu for maisa chaticha, but rather for maisa gba. He thought he was lifting up a knife v'chotach esa mechubar. And the Gemara says, the Idma, this is the machlokas between Abai v'Rov, and it's kavi like bia satolush v'chotach esamachuber potur, and this is even according to Abaye. My time of why is this misasik mishur deholo chavin l'shum chaticha? He didn't even have kavonas maisa chaticha. Where I lost the place for a second. Just 1 second. Where did I lose it? My time of deholo chavin l'shum chaticha. But says Abaye, if his kavana was lachtoch es hatolush vechatach es hamechubar, where he had kavanas chituch, is Abaye Omar Chayav. This is already a shogeg. It's out of the purview of misasik. Doi chamen l'shum chaticha. He had in mind the maisa of chaticha. As long as he intended to do the maisa, which he did, then he's a shogeg, he's not a misasik. If he intended to do a maisa akba, which is fundamentally not a maisa chituch, such a kavana makes him into a misasik. Rava Omar Potter. Rava says, even in the case of his kavin lachtoch satolosh v'chotach samachuber is potter, dolo achavein l'chaticha disura. According to Rava, what determines a p'tur misasik, it's the fact that he didn't have kavana for an iser. His chituch was a chituch shel heter because in his mind he was cutting something that's already detached. It's tolush. Now, Rabosai, at this point, I would like to ask the following question. I don't understand something fundamental here about this Gemara. The Gemara wants to understand, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the pasuk, with the drash of Rabbi Yeshua Ba? Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to apply the Miman of Shachi. We don't know. He doesn't know if he violated the Isur of Nosar or the Isur of Chelev. And nevertheless, Rabbi Eliezer insists that he's Chayev, because Miman of Shachi is Chayev. Whatever he did, he incurred a chiyuv karm chatos. There's no reason to pater it. You have the pasuk Ba. So the Gemara suggests that the Pasuk Ba is coming to exclude Misasik according to Rabbi Eliezer. So my first question is, what about Rabbi Yeshua? If Rabbi Eliezer needs a Pasuk of Ba, and the Gemara doesn't question that, the premise is that we need some sort of source for the Patur of Misasik, and Rabbi Eliezer uses the word Ba as the drasha to potter me up from Misasik, what about Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua needs that Pasuk Ba, Ashi Vada Bameh Chata. The Chelev and Nosar, he's potter. Why is he potter? Because it's a special Pasuk of Ba. Ba means you have to be able to identify the exact nature of your Isur. Give the baby a name. And if you can't, you're potter. That's because of Ba. But now the Gemara is saying that we need the word Ba, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, for Prat L'Misasik. The Gemara then analyzes what case of Misasik. If it's in Chalov Arayis, we have the Svar of Shmuel, of Shekein Nen, and therefore he's Chayiv in any event. It must be a case of Shabbos where he's Misasik. And then we have the Machlok Shin Abayi V'Rav. But be that as it may, the Gemara lays down the premise that we need a Gzeres HaKosuv to exclude a Chiyuv Chatos in the case of Misasik. So what's Rabbi Yeshua going to do? Rabbi Eliezer has the Pasuk Ba, but Rabbi Yeshua doesn't have the option, he doesn't have the luxury of using the Pasuk Ba because he needs it for Achi Vadalo Bameh Chata. But I'll tell you the truth, my second question I think is much more difficult than my first question. The Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer derives the p'tur of Misaseh from Ba. And the Gemara goes on to say that he's talking about a case of Shabbos. He can't be talking about a case of Chalom V'arayis. No, the Gemara quotes Shmuel in order to explain Rabbi Eliezer, meaning Rabbi Eliezer's Ba is coming to tell you that you're p'tur in the case of Shmuel. Now let's go through the case of Shmuel. Shmuel says the case is that he's Misaseh b'Shabbos. And Shmuel says he's potter. And Shmuel gives us a reason why he's potter. What was the reason why Shmuel gave it he's potter? Because Melechus Machsheves Asrit Torah. Knew if Melechus Machsheves Asrit Torah, so why does Rabbi Eliezer need the Gzeres HaKosav of Ba? Now, if the Gemara wants to set up a machlokas here between Rabbi Eliezer and Shmuel, Shmuel doesn't dash in the Pasuk Ba, and Rabbi Eliezer needs the Pasuk Ba, Shmuel activates the universal principle in Hilchos Shabbos, the fundamental principle of Halachas Machsheves, then the Gemara should have presented here some sort of machlokas. The Gemara seems to, the way I read the Gemara, I don't know. It seems like the Gemara, Adarab, in order to clarify what Rabbi Eliezer had in mind when he darshan the word Ba, Lim'ute Tapaturim up in Misasing, the Gemara quotes from Nachman in the name of Shmuel. And Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel is going to tell us exactly where Misasik is potter. And when is Misasik potter? Not in Chalov Varayis, but rather in Shabbos. And in Shabbos is potter, and it's, the Gemara says that Shmuel gave an explanation why you're potter in Shabbos, and the answer is because Melechus Machsheves Asra Torah. And in fact, I'll tell you the truth. Rabbi, you were upset with the Rashi in Shabbos. Why? Because Rashi in Shabbos, when he talks about Misasik in Shabbos, he doesn't mention a word about Melechus Machsheves. I'll tell you the truth. In the light of the Gemara in Krisus, I'm a little bit more inclined towards Rashi. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer says that why is Misasik Potter in Shabbos? Because he has the drasha of Ba. And basically, what we're saying is that Rabbi Eliezer has to ask himself the following question. Okay, Ba teaches you that Misasik is potter, but what's the case? Is it a case of Shabbos or is it not? And the answer is, there's a fundamental difference between Shari Surim, we'll call it Chalom Arayis, and Shabbos. In Shari Surim, we have the Svar of Shekei Nene. Says Rashi, in Masech the Shabbos, but in the case of Misasik B'Shabbos, we don't have the Svar of Shekei Nene. Right? Because he doesn't have any Anor from the Gufa Shalmalach. Says Rashi, that's why Misasik is potter in Shabbos. Meaning, I don't need any sort of super duper explanation why Misasik is potter in Shabbos. Misasik should be potter in Kol HaTorah Kula. Why? Because the pasuk says Ba. The exception to the case of Ba, meaning to the, when are we going to suspend the p'tur of Misasik? That's because of the Svar of Shekei Nene. But Rashi says, by possibility of elimination, in the case of Shabbos where we don't have that Svarah of Shekei Nene, we go back to square one, and Ba is going to tell me that Misasik is potter. Now, that's as far as the Rashi I quoted to you today on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. But it works in even more beautifully with Rashi on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Because Rashi on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis in Shabbos, that was the first question that I asked you on Yom Shlishi, Rashi says, Niskaving like Bias HaTolush, the top Rashi on Ayin Beis Amud Beis, Kigon, the nafal sakin the arugas hayerek v'niskaving like bio v'chatek hasamakubra potter, says Rashi. Why is he potter? Asher kata ba v'darshinan v'krisus prat l'misaseh b'dover zeh v'yoseh dover zeh. And this is not a case of shogeg, says Rashi. In shogeg, he knows exactly what he's doing. He just is unaware of the fact that it's awesome to do it. But if he's aware of the Issa, but he's not aware of what he's doing, that's already a p'tur of Misasek. And Rashi says the Yesoda Yesodos, the Shoresh HaMakar for Misasek being potter is Ba. And I asked you the question 2 days ago, why does Rashi feel compelled to quote the Halach of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Ba? That's more of a universal kind of Gzeres HaKosuv, a derivation. Rashi should have quoted the Halacha of Melechus Machsheves. But the answer is Rashi has no choice. because Rashi can't disagree with the Talmud. You know what I'm saying? That much Rashi has to verify. He has to be ma'asha the Gemara, and the Gemara here in Krisus, which Rashi is so well aware of, says that the p'tur of misasik in Shabbos is derived from the Gzeres HaKosuv Ba. Again, we're far from being out in the clear, because when the Gemara clarifies that the word ba, excluding misasik according to Rabbi Lezer, must be referring to Shabbos, the Gemara has no choice but to quote the halacha of Rav Nachman or Shmuel to tell you the bounds and the application of the Ptur of misasik. It can't apply here, it's got to apply here. It can't apply to the case of misasik b'chalom v'arayis. It can only apply, therefore, to the case of Shabbos. How does Shmuel know such a thing? And here's where I rack my brains, because Shmuel says, I know such a thing, because in Shabbos we have halacha of Melechus Makshemis. What do you mean of halacha of Melechus? Who invited Melechus Makshemis into this picture? The answer is that in Shabbos you're potter because the pasuk says ba. So you'll tell me, Burzon, very nice. You have a lot of kashas, but so what? So I'm going to try to prove to you, Rabbosai, that Rashi had this kasha, and I'm in good company. What does Rashi say? So let's go back to Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph now in Krisus. Mi boile prat le misasik, four lines above the end of the page. You should put a line there, right? So Rashi is talking about Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer does not have the drush of Rabbi Yoshua of Asher Chato Bachi Vodav Amech Chato. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, Al Pisvara, he doesn't know whether he ate Chelev or he ate Nosar, Machnish Dois, it makes no difference whatsoever. Mimanav Shachis Chayev. So what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the Pasuk Ba? The answer is, he uses the Pasuk Ba to exclude Misasek. And what does misasik mean, says Rashi? Don't you niskavin lezu v'osa acheres? I would add a few words to Rashi. You'll tell me if you object, but I think this is what Rashi has in mind. Don't you niskavin lezu shel heder v'osa acheres shel isur? So he was totally unaware of the fact that he was about to do a maisa avera. V'ikasha. Now ask yourself the following question, says Rashi. Im kain, if this all makes sense, that there's a p'tur of misasik in Shabbos, which Rabbi Eliezer establishes based on Ba, is the imkain, we come to the conclusion of Rabbi Eliezer islay dirav Nachman. As the Gemara points out here on Amud Beis, Rabbi Eliezer accepted Rav Nachman that there's a p'tur of misasik in Shabbos. Is high Ba, the Dorish Rabbi Eliezer, prat le misasik? Lo tzarech. There's no need for Rabbi Eliezer to use. Again, the Gemara is objecting here because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the extra word ba is superfluous and we have no justification. Mimonavshach. That's the way Rashi, I think, would ask the question. If you're going to use the word ba to exclude Achi Vodem Amechoto, that's Nosar and Chelev, well, Rabbi Eliezer never bought into that drasha. Al Korchenu, you're going to have to use Ba to derive Misasik. In fact, Rashi, I don't need Ba to derive Misasik. Because we're talking about what? Not Misasik, Bechalov Arayas, because then we have Shmuel's point that he's Chayav. It must be a Ptur Misasik in Shabbos. But in the case of Shabbos, we have the principle of Melechas Machsheves. And Rabbi Eliezer must be holding like Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel, because that's exactly the source from which the Gemara justifies Rabbi Eliezer saying that Misasik is Potter. In the case of Shabbos, because of what? Because of Ba? Not because of Ba, but because of Meleches Machsheves. The Ikashin came Rabbi Lezer, Islay, the Rabbi Nachman, Ishai Ba, the Dorsh Rabbi Lezer, Prat, Lemisasi, Lo Tzarech. I would like to underline those two words, Lo Tzarech, which I can do because I have a photocopy. To be Meleches Machsheves, the Maisi Rabbi Nachman, Motzi Lemelef. Why can't Rabbi Eliezer derive the principle of Misasik Potur in the case of Shabbos from the principle of Meleches Machsheves? Nearly, by the way, that language is quite rare in Rashi. In the Rambam, we always knew that if it said Yiroh Ali in the Rambam, the Rav was going to give a shir on it. That was an automatic giveaway. So Rashi says, Venerally, De Rabbi Eliezer, Lesley, De Rav Nachman. Again, I would underline this. the Rabbi Eliezer, less lay the Rav Nachman. Rashi in his Havamin assumed that the Gemara was combining Rabbi Eliezer, and basically Rabbi Eliezer was standing on the shoulders of Rav Nachman. No, Rabbi Eliezer never accepted Rav Nachman. Did Darish, because Rav Nachman had a drasha, Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. By the way, that's interesting that Rashi used the word did Darish. You know, we generally, instinctively, we assume that Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah is just like a smara. But we see, no, it's a drasha, because if you remember, okay, you weren't here, Rabbi, but when we started, we pointed out that there's a pasuk in Vayakhel that describes all the work that was dedicated to the Mishkan, and it uses the phrase Meleches Machsheves. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that there's an equation between Meleches HaMishkan and Meleches Shabbos. And just like in Meleches HaMishkan we require Meleches Machsheves, that's your definition of Lotasu Kol Melach on Shabbos. It's got to be Meleches Machsheves. And that's a drasha, says Rashi. And who darshens that drasha? It's Rav Nachman. But Rabbi Eliezer never accepted that drasha. Dilo Mashmalei Hahi drasha. Rabbi Eliezer thinks that that pasuk is describing the great Chachmei, what do they call it, Chachmei Lev, and all their Malach in the Mishkan, but it has nothing to do with Shabbos. But wait a second. Rashi's not out in the clear. It's very nice to say that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have the drasha of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah, and only Rav Nachman has that drasha, but yet the Gemara quotes Rav Nachman as an explanation for Rabbi Eliezer. And now you're making machlokas out of them? Says Rashi, lo maisi de Rabbi Nachman, the only reason the Gemara is quoting Rav Nachman, not to accept Rav Nachman kit and caboodle, ela mishum diomer behejah, the misasik b'shabas potter. Stop! Says Rashi, you got to split Rav Nachman's words in half. Rav Nachman himself, according to Rabbi Eliezer, said something correct. We'll call that the resha of his words. But then Kolamosif Gorea, he added something that's totally unnecessary, not only unnecessary, but it's incorrect. My taima, says Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel, Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah, and Misasek is not Meleches Machsheves. Comes along Rashi, and he says that Rabbi Eliezer himself never accepted that reasoning, and the reason why Misasek is put in Shabbos is because of the halacha of Ba. Which, by the way, Rabosai could apply in any Easter as long as you don't have the svara of Shekein Meneh. Do you follow what I mean? If we find an Easter where there's no Shekein Meneh, we'll have to open up the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Krisus. I don't have it offhand. Okay, let's say, for example, it says in the Mishnah there, if he makes the Ketores, he's chayav. You have the first Mishnah there. It doesn't say that if he makes a ketores or a shemen amishcha, then he's chayav karis. And if he does a bishogeg, he's chayav a karmel chatas. That's not a case of shemen amishcha. Although ketores has a very nice smell to it, but shemen amishcha doesn't. What else is on the list there, Mitch? Give me a couple of other examples. Right, that I know. Yeah, but leave that all out, because that's all Shekein Meneh. But can you isolate a few cases there which did not fall under Shekein Meneh? Does it mention Shemen HaMishcha there?
Yeah.
Huh? Osach. No, that's that it. But what's the other case? Does he mention the Ketores there? Here, pass it on for a minute. I'll give you right now. What does he say?
Megadev.
Oh, Megadev. Okay, Megadev is not Shekein Meneh. Yeah. Okay.
He gives him great pleasure.
Right, he gives him pleasure, right?
Until he gets killed.
Yeah, he has the Avodas Kochavim. Correct? Yeah. Avodas Kochavim is not Shekein Meneh. I mean, except if he's smelling the incense. But there are plenty of cases of Avodas Kochavim, like Shechita, where he's Chayav Misa, and certainly he's Chayav Karban Chatos. And he doesn't have any anor from the Shechita. Bal Ovi Doni. What else does he have here? Tomei, okay, that's it. Tomei Shenichnas al Migdash. You know, if a Tomei goes into the Migdash, you know, Bishogeg, he has to bring a Karm Chatos. So anyway, I don't have to go through this with you. You'll do that on your own. There are different categories in the Mishnah. Many of the cases of the 36 El Shekein Meneh. But there are quite a few cases. It's not an unintelligible minority there. That are not Shekein Meneh, and Lechora, in such cases, we should apply the principle of Ba, and there's a Ptur of Misasek. Is Doch Rabbi Lezer saying, I don't need, Rabbi Nachman, your addendum here, your addition, called Moshe Korea of my time, because of Lechus Machshavis. First of all, I don't even have that drush. But maybe Rabbi Eliezer is going even a step further, and he's saying, as long as I neutralize the Svarim Shekei Nene, then I have the pasuk ba limude, right, with turei misasek, and Shabbos is just another case. So it's very interesting that Rashi, when he says that the Gemara only quotes Rav Nachman to agree fundamentally and accept the principle of misasek b'Shabbos potter, it's a little bit strange over here, because I would say that what the Gemara means, the way Rashi interprets the misasek b'Shabbos potter, is just one of many, many different cases. And what's common to all these cases is that there's no hanah from the guf ha'avera. And in such a case, we apply the principle of misasek. And this has nothing to do with Meleches Machsheves Osvet Torah. And now Rabosa, it's so beautiful, because if we go back to the Gemara in Shabbos that we started with, and the Braisa says that there's a Chumra in Shara Verus that doesn't apply to Shabbos, and the Gemara gives the example of Misasek, that Misasek in Shara Verus is Chayav, the answer is, that's only in the case of Shkei Mana. That's what Rashi points out over here, that why is it that in Chalom Varayis, this was a Rashi I missed 2 days ago, the first Rashi on the top of my Gimel Menal, why is it that in Shari Suri Torah we're going to be Machmir and we're going to Machayev you for Misasek Zot Rashi? Because it's Shkei Nenet. Therefore, ipso facto, all the other cases of a Chiyuv Chatos, where he was Misasek, and there was no Shkei Nenet, He's going to be potter, because only the shkenena removes the principle of misasek. Now again, what is misasek? That's a machlokes between Abaye and Rava, but it doesn't matter to me right now. That's not my point at this moment. Whatever misasek is, whether he didn't have kavana for an avera, for a maisa avera, whether he didn't have kavana for the maisa at all, according to Abaye, whatever it is. Markedly, that's your definition of misasek, but that definition has to apply universally in Kol HaTorah Kula, because the pasuk says ba. The pasuk ba is not written in the context of Shabbos. Lemute misasek, says Rabbi Eliezer. Forget about Meleches Machsheves. Okay. Avol Rabbi Yeshua, Rashi's not finished with his shtickel Torah. Says Rashi, Rabbi Yeshua did Dorish Asher. Now let's stop. What question is Rashi asking now? He doesn't ask the question, he comes to answer it. But you know, we always have what bothered Rashi? What bothered Rashi?
Art.
Rashi was bothered by the fact that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't have the word ba. He doesn't have a drush of ba. Yeah. No, if Rabbi Yeshua doesn't have the drush of ba, how does he know there's a Ptur Misasek? Yeah. And what's going to be the answer of Rashi without even looking? Well, I guess Hashem is not Shem Torah. He has Rav Nachman. He's like, if you ask me why Rav Nachman added his Tosefes, Rashi has a very good answer for that. Because Rav Nachman wanted to defend Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua didn't have the luxury of deriving Ba. Right? So he says, Ew, what is Rabbi Yeshua going to do here? He's out in the cold. Darish, Kirav Nachman. Meleches Machsheves Osre Torah. So it comes out something fascinating here. According to Rashi's asking two kashas. Number one, kasha number one is, since Rabbi Eliezer derives the Ptur Misasek from Ba, why does he need Meleches Machsheves? The answer is, he doesn't need Meleches Machsheves. No, question number two, Rav Nachman on the other hand says he does need Meleches Machsheves. How does that square with Rabbi Eliezer? So, gosh, he doesn't square with Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara never meant to square that off with Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara meant to offer an answer from Yeshua, because you're going to be bothered, since Rabbi Yeshua doesn't have the luxury of Ba, he needs the Pasuk Ba, Shivad Elob HaMeshachata. How then is Rabbi Yeshua going to derive the Ptur of Misasek? And the answer is from Meleches Machsheves. So now I ask you the following question, Rabosai. If our understanding of Rashi is correct, and I'm not going to blame Rashi for this, but I'm hoping that we're on the right track. What would be if a person, let's say, was shochet li'avodah zarah in a misasek situation? He intended, let's say, according to Abaye, he intended to lift up his knife and he shefted an animal in front of an idol. Okay, again, that truth is, it's not a good example, because then we have to get into the whole sugya of Makabel Olav Elohus that we discussed 2 days ago. Okay, you got me on a technicality. So let's take another case. Let's say that he prepared the Ketores, which doesn't mean he smelled the Ketores. The guy has stuffed, he stuffed his nose. He can't smell a thing. But he made the Ketores, which he's not allowed to do. He wants his own personal homemade Ketores. And he did it by Misasik. So what would be the deal? Is he Chayav a Korban Chatos or is he not? L'chor, if I understand Rashi correct, it depends on the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Nachman on the one side and Rabbi Eliezer on the other side. Rabbi Eliezer has a universal principle, ba l'ute misasik. What's the language here? Ba prat l'misasik. And that prat l'misasik would logically apply to any Yisr at all, as long as it's mechayev v'chayev kares, is in the case of misasik your potter. Why does he mention Shabbos? That's because he's trying to tiptoe, he's trying to avoid chicane men. But Shabbos is just one example of any case where there's no shekain then. But if I go with Rabbi Yeshua, what's the source for the prat l'misasek? There ain't no such thing. There is no source for prat l'misasek. He doesn't use the word ba because he needs it for something else. The only answer is Meleches Machshavos. So what relationship is there between Meleches Machshavos Osur Torah and Hamechin there Mematkonto as I? So whatever other cases there are over the Edoni and so forth and so on. So it comes out an unbelievable thing according to Rashi. We have, shall I say, a number of circles here. We have one circle of Shari Suri Torah with Shekeinen. Everybody agrees you're potter in that case of Misasa. That's Misasa. I'm sorry. Everybody agrees that in that case we suspend the rule of a Pratla Misasa. And he's Chayav because Shekeinen. Then we have the case of Shabbos where there's no Shekeinen. And therefore logically he should be potter under the law of Misasa. Correct? Under the law of Misasa. Now, the middle circle is Shari Surei Torah without Shekeinen. If he was Misasik, is he potter or not? In order to answer that question, we go back to Shabbos. In Shabbos, he's potter Misasik with his no Shekeinen. But for what reason? If he's potter because of Rabbi Lezer's drush of Ba, then logically we should apply that Ba even to our circle of Shari Surei Torah without Shekeinen. If on the other hand he's potter in Shabbos because of Meleches Machshavos Osur Torah, then I have no, like Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Nachman, then I have no source for the Ptur Misasik and Kol Torku, which is pretty wild. But that's what I think Rashi is telling us here in order to navigate through this sukkah. So I think, Rabbi, you have to admit to me that Krisus is not off the daf for us. It wasn't that I was just in the mood to learn with you a sugya in Krisus. Okay, Rabbosai, now our job is to go back to Masechta Shabbos and relearn the sugya with Tosfos. Until now, we've been focused on Rashi. Now we have to introduce Rabbeinu Tam into the equation. So this is on daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. And again, for anyone who doesn't have it, I'm hoping there's an extra copy. You know what, Rabbi? Maybe behind you, what I try to do at the end of the class so it doesn't make a mess is I collect some of the extra pages. Maybe by chance you'll find Ayin Beis Amud Beis. It's there? Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's a Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil Niskaven, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have the sister with you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so there should be another Gemara. You have it there. Yeah. Should be right in the bookcase here.
Now, Rabbosai, before we take a look at this Tosfos, I just want to raise the following question. We said that according to Rava, the case of Misasik in Shabbos is Niskavin Lachtoch Es Hatolush V'Chotach Es HaMechubar. And I want to ask you the following question. If that's your case of misasek, according to Rava, then was he mistaken about the identity of the object? Let me try to explain what I have in mind. There are two possibilities here about how to interpret Rava's words of Niskaven Lachtoch es Hatolish Vechotach es Amachuber Potubi Din Misas. What we could say is that he was Miskaven Leheter. But we could go even a step further, and I'll explain the Nafkimina the scenario. He was Niskaven for a different object. In other words, what I'm saying is, what is in front of him? I want to give two possible answers to that question. One possible answer to that question is that what's in front of him is object A. That's all that's in front of him. There's only one object. He's under the mistaken impression that that object is Heter. Why? Because he mistakenly identifies it as Tolish. If in his mind he's involved, he's engaged in a Maisa Heter, Rava says that's called Misasik. Or no. There are two objects in front of him. One is Talush, and one is Mechubar. Not only did he make a mistake in terms of thinking he's doing Heter, but he made a mistake in the identity of the object. He thought that that which is mechuba, excuse me, he thought that his chaticha was on object A, and he actually cut object B. Here's my chakir. How far is the Chiddush of Rava? You know, Abaye is very conservative here. He's not willing. He's very limited and restricted in his definition of misasik. It's got to be a very extreme misasik. He didn't even have kavana for the mice. Comes along Rava and he said, no, he had kavana for the mice. But how extreme is he willing to go? Meaning, maybe we could close the gap a little bit between Abaye and Rava. And Rabbi, even Rava is restrictive of what? Of the definition and the scope of misasik. Rava says that even though he did have kavanas chituch, but he had kavanas chituch on object A, and mistakenly, his galgul advarim, he did an entirely different thing. His hand sort of went into the other object, and he cut the object that he wasn't even interested in cutting in his original plan. So what I want you to do now, if you can, is again, and I apologize for this, go back to creases for one more moment. Okay, so if you have the two Gemaras in front of you on the page, we're looking on Daf Yutes Amid Beis. The top Rashi on the page, Misasek Bechalov. Now again, in this case, we're not going to apply the principle of Misasek. Why? Rabosai? Because you came then. But if you bracket the Shekinah for a minute, Rashi should be giving me, you know, the skeleton, the definition of misasek. Again, you have a problem with Shekinah, that's going to upset the apple cart. But at least Chach give you a case of misasek. Zot Rashi, kegon chelev v'shuman lefanav. V'noda shezeh chelev v'zeh shuman. What is Rashi telling us? There are two objects in front of him, correct? Mm-hmm. And he knows that one of them is Chelev and one of them is Shuman.
He knows which is which.
He knows which is which. He knows everything he has to know. But what happened? He stretched out his arm, Niskame Lechol Shuman, the Hevit L'Makom Acher. You know, like all of a sudden he heard a siren go off and he got nervous, so he got distracted. In other words, ask me where my arm is going to. Well, I know this is Shuman. I'm going for the Shuman. Then I get tzimitched. I get all miscombobulated. And I get distracted by some sort of a hibit b'machal akir, Rashi calls. And instead, my arm ends up where? With the chelev, the achlo. Now, I'm going to stop here because the Inami, I think, will even further strengthen my point over here. Why in heaven's tarnation does Rashi have to give me this crazy case? It's like Rashi is standing on his head to come up with a crazy mitzius here of misasig. The classical case of misasig means that he wanted to eat what he thought was shuman, and lo and behold, what did he eat? He ate chelev. He didn't have kavanas isur. That's not a case of shogeg. That's a case of misasik. Shogig would be that he was unaware that in this particular circumstance also. But here he had kavanas heter. If he had kavanas heter, not kavanas isur, that should be misasik. No. Rashi says misasik means that he had in front of him heter. And his intention was to eat that heter. And lo and behold, his arm went the wrong direction, was deflected, and he ate the chelev instead of the shuman. What I would like to suggest is that in the light of this Rashi, and we'll see if I can support this in Rashi and Shabbos, Rashi holds that misasek, and this is even according to Rava, who has a more expanded scope of misasek, would only apply when he has two objects, and he was mistaken about the victim of his object, meaning the object upon which he wanted to do the action was object A, and at the end, inadvertently, he was distracted, and he did his action on object B. Here's the way I write it: the misasik who b'shnei chafotzim kigon sheyesh lefanu shtei chatichos v'daito al chaticha achas v'hi shuman v'yodo holcha lechaticha acheres shehi chelev v'yochlo, and he ate the chelev. Therefore, I derive the following pretty radical conclusion, namely that if there was only one chaticha there and he was under the mistaken impression that the identity of that chaticha is shuman, and he went ahead and he ate it, he is a shogeg and he's chayav. That's not misas. Are you with me on this, Rabbi Osai? I'm saying that I think Rashi seems to be telling me a gevaldige chiddush here. Don't think that Rava went too far and he said that just any kavanas heter that mistakenly turned out to be a mistake in his mind, and it was kavan, and really he was doing isur, that automatically comes on the misasik. Says Rashi, name. Rava also has his preconditions in defining misasik and taking it out of the category of shogeg. And what is that precondition? Okay, he was discovering for that maisa. Achila. It's not a case of blia, if you remember, and he did an achila instead of a blia. It's not a case of hadba, and he did a chituch. He had kavanas chituch. He had kavanas achila. But there were two objects. And he mistakenly ate the wrong object. That's called, in Rava's frame of reference, misasik. And this I say as an introduction to Rabbeinu Tam. Because I think maybe this is Rabbeinu Tam's problem. So now we'll do what I wanted to do before, but I think it was important to have that, to go back to creases for me. Okay. Niskaven lagbia satosh. Pirush bekuntris, kigon sakin mutal. Be'arugas yerek. Then it's coming like beer. All right? This is even according to Abaye. So his intention was not even for chituch. It was for hagbah. He wants to lift up a sake. Ve'chotach es ha-mechubar. Okay. Adkan kuntris. Now says Tosis the following. Im kenu. Hada pligi. In what scenario did Abaye Rava debate? Biniskaven lachtoch es hatolish v'chotach es hamechubar. Hainu lachtoch. Now here there's a little bit of a girsa problem. I think there's a zeh missing here. Where's the Bach? Is this the Bach? Can you help me out here, Rav Osai? Biniskaven Niskaven Lachtoch Tolush. It should say Zeh here, I think. Does anybody have the Bach?
Lachtoch Tolush Zeh.
Oh, Lachtoch Tolush Zeh. Vechotach Mechubar Acher. Rabosai, what is Rashi, according to Tosus's interpretation, Rashi, what is Rashi's case of Misasek Alib de Rava?
Right. That's where.
What's the answer? I need one phrase here, a two-word phrase.
So,
Shnei Chafotz. Do you see it, Shnei Chafotz? Where do I get that from? Again, I don't want you to say this is Berzon. You know, Alan, I'm always afraid when you ask me a kasha. I don't know if you're asking me because I made up a Tosus that doesn't exist, right? I made up a Reb Chaim that doesn't exist. Or are you asking a kasha? Because even if my reading and understanding of the Rishon is correct, I have a kasha on the Rishon. And then I feel a little bit more comfortable here because at least you grant that I'm reading the text properly. So what I'm reading here in Tosus is a gewaldige chiddush. When is it called misasek according to Rava, who has the broader scope definition of misasek? That's when he had two objects in front of him. He had an object which was tolush. And what would be Rabbo say the parallel to the Rashi increases of Tolush?
Shuman.
And he had in front of him Mechubar. And what's the parallel in Rashi increases? Chelev. So he has in front of him both Shuman and Chelev. He has in front of him both Tolush and Mechubar. And what did he do? He said, he instead of cutting the Tolush, which was his intention, call it object A, lo and behold, his arm went for a little bit of a teal, and he cut object B, which was mechubar. Aval, lachtoch mechubar zeh, vechotach mechubar acher, if there's only one object, mashma dechayev lekuliyama, even Rava would agree that since there's only one object,
two different objects, which is both mechubar.
Again, Aval Lachtoch Mechubar Zeh V'Chotach Mechubar Acher Mashma Dechayev L'Kulei Alma. Well, 1 second, Mitch is right. Wait, just 1 second. Aval Lachtoch Mechubar Zeh. Just 1 second, 1 second, 1 second. Give me a minute. I jump to conclusions without. Okay. Yeah, you see, I thought the Aval of Tosis would have been Aval is Kavin Lachtoch Es Ha Tolush V'en Kan Ela Mechubar Yishak Chefetz Echad. In such case he'd be Chayv as a Shogay. That's what I thought Tosis was about to say. But Mitch is right. If you're meticulous about the reading of Tosis, that's not what Tosis said. Tosis says that there were two objects. Just 1 second.
They were both awesome.
Yeah. One of them was they were both awesome.
Right.
And he was mistaken about the object. You see, I'll tell you the honest truth. I don't think that undermines what I said. I'll tell you what I mean. Tosis is bothered by something else because he has a sugya to contradict this. But I still submit to you that what I said is true. That Rashi requires two chafotzim.
Well, it requires one thing that's mutter and one thing that's usher. There has to be two chafotzim. It can't be.
No. What I'm saying is that Rashi is saying that in order to set up a p'tur misasek, you need two chafotzim.
But one has to be mutter.
Just 1 second. Tosvis, and one is mutter. Tosvis is pointing out that according to Rashi, even if he had kavanas isur, let me say it a little differently. Tosis is going to try to prove now that if he had Kavanas Isur, that's also Misasek, simply because there were two Chafotzen. You see, again, Rabosai, there's a sensitive point here, and I'm trying to sweat this out with you. If there are two Chafotzen, Rashi says that's the case of Misasek. Tosis wants to learn from Rashi that even if there are two chafotzim, if both are isur, in other words, he's got two chalevs in front of him and he eats the wrong chalev, meaning the wrong chalev in his intention, if he gets distracted and his arm stretches out to chalev B instead of chalev A, Tosis is going to argue with Rashi about that case. Tosis is going to say that the mistaken object itself is misasik, whereas Rashi holds no. Mistaken identity is not enough. You have two chafotzim, and he wanted to do his action with chafetz A and chafetz B. That itself is not sufficient to make him into a misasik. You also need kavanas what? Kavanas heter, because one of those two objects was heter. But again, I still insist that Rashi has two conditions in order to set up misasik. Number one, he has to have kavanas heter, which Tosfos is going to disagree with. And number two, he has to have two chafotzim. So my comment that I made is going to be relevant to Rashi in Masechta Krisus, correct? We'll have to see now if I can, in a sense, justify this comment here in Rashi in Shabbos as well. I need to work on that.
Well, Rashi is worse over here because he wasn't even miskaveng for a chitoch; he was miskaveng for hagbah, and he happened to have a knife in his hand, and then he inadvertently did a chitoch. He wasn't even thinking chitoch.
Well, that's a bayah. That's a bayah shita.
Yeah.
Right. But Rava's shita is that he could be chayav, excuse me, he could be potter as a misasik even though he had kavanas chituch. Oh, but what makes him into a misasik now? So you and I might have said that what makes him into a misasik is the fact that his chituch was heter because he believed in his mind that it was tolosh. Correct? Because the language of Rava is chalachtoch es hatolosh. But what I'm suggesting is that if Rashi in the classical definition of misasik requires Shuman and Chalev sitting on his table and his hand went towards the Chalev instead of towards the Shuman, then Rashi's requiring as a precondition for misasik that there be two chafotzim, correct? Two chafotzim here, there's Tolish and there is Mechubar. He accidentally stretched his arm out to cut the Mechubar instead of the Tolish. That, I think, is a valid point, and I substantiate that claim based on Rashi in Krisus. Hopefully I'll be able to substantiate here in Shabbos too, I don't know. But Tosfos is saying a different thing. Tosfos says that maybe there's a Ptur Misasek even without the condition of what? Of Kavanas Heter. As long as there are two Chafotzim, there may be a Ptur Misasek even though his kavanah was kavanah's isur. Why? Because he had two chatichos, right? Both of them were mechubar, but he cut the wrong mechubar. That itself, Tosfos is going to try to prove, constitutes a ptur of misasek. Wait, let me just finish one sentence here. Right? That's what Tosfos is going to contend. Rashi, on the other hand, requires two conditions. Rashi requires kavanas heter to be misasik, and also shnei chafotzim. Tosfos is not focused on our issue of why does Rashi require shnei chafotzim, right? Why does Rashi require that condition? Tosfos just says that if you already have that condition fulfilled according to Rashi, and it must be to qualify as misasik, you need two chafotzim. Then two chafotzim alone, which should be sufficient, that's what he's going to try to prove now, to make it into misasik. Even the first condition is lacking, namely kavanas heter. So far, so good. Okay. If you're able to agree with what I said down, then I can stop swearing.
Even Krisus had the two trees. Both,
but
it's
Tolish
from the wrong tree.
Oh, that's what Tosfos is about to embark upon.
Okay.
That Tosfos wants to prove from Krisus that even if he had Kavanas Isur, but he had the wrong Chafetz because the two Chafotzim and he inadvertently he did the Isur on this instead of on that, that itself is a Ptur of Misasi. But Tosfos doesn't deny that Rashi requires two conditions. So again, getting back to the previous line in Tosfos, he says, "Im kain hada pligi, that which we have machlokes shina bay verova bin iskavi lachtok satolish vechotach samachubar, hainu lachtok tolish zeh vechotach mechubar acher." And Tosfos is going to focus on the fact that he had kavan, that Rashi requires a kavanas heter, and Tosfos is going to object to that. But Tosfos definitely is presenting Rashi as two chafatzim. That's going to lead Tosfos to the following question. Well, if they're two different chafatzim, then the kavanas heter is totally unnecessary. The two chafatzim itself, in and of itself, is enough of a condition to make it into misasek. Vikashale, I think it should say Rabbeinu Tam. Does it say Rabbeinu Tam?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you were out when I read that one, but I'll read it again. Hainu lachtof tol zev achatach mechubar achim. Hainu lachtof mechubar zev achatach mechubar achim. Mashva de chayev. Look, Liam, even Rav agrees that's not misasek v'kashal Rabbeinu Tam. Divisof perek safek, right? That's the name of our perek, is it not? Yes, safek. Is safek lachal. Amar Shmuel, Hamasasik v'chalom v'arayis chayev shekein nene, and b'Shabbos potim leches machshavos osv Torah, muchach hasam. We'll have to see where in that sugya Tosfos has a proof. Muchach hasam da'afilu. Help me out here, Rav Osser. What does it say? Biniskavin. Okay, this photocopy is not so mutzlah. Da'afilu biniskavin lilko te'ena zu, which is clearly a kavodas isur. Velike te'ena acheres is mistaken in the chayfetz. Potar Shmuel. Shmuel says you're potter. Again, I'm going to be very excited now if I can somehow convince you or convince myself that Rashi here in Masechet Shabbos is defending the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, because if you remember, Rashi in Krisa says that there's a machlokus between Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel and Rabbi Eliezer, and Tosfos is building castles in the sky based on Shmuel. But if you recall, Shmuel has a unique halacha in Shabbos. What was that unique halacha? How did Shmuel derive the conclusion that misasik and Shabbos is potur? Like, it's machshavos. That's a unique halacha. So Tosfos is saying, well, I'm going to prove to you that according to Shmuel, if he had kavana for tolish for te'ena A, and he inadvertently, you know, plucked out te'ena B, he's potur. Yeah, that I understand very well, because that's Shmuel. And Shmuel holds that there's a Ptura Misasik, which is very unique to Shabbos, namely Veleches Machshavos. And this isn't Machshavos because he didn't have Kavana. But Rashi is not defending Shmuel. Rashi is interpreting the sugya according to Rabbi Eliezer. And I'm going to try to explain why. And if Rashi wants to explain according to Rabbi Eliezer, then he has to operate within the universal frame of reference of Ba Liftar Misasik. And in Ba Liftar Misasik, we don't have this, you know, unique special halacha of Meleches Machshavos. But anyway, let's read Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, Ulekama beperek hazorik. I almost don't understand why he has to quote perek hazorik. I mean, this gemara that he's quoting is right here on the same daf in Krisus. I don't know. But anyway, is potar rov and iskami lizrok arba vizorek shmona. Now wait a second, Rabbosai. In Rishus HaRavim, according to his Kavana, did he do a Meleches Mavir?
Yes.
Yes. He had full Kavana Meleches Mavir. But instead of four, he gave an extra zetz, you know, an extra energy force, and it landed eight amos. So he didn't exactly do what he wanted to do, but he definitely had a Kavana Sisur. And except for an exceptional case where he said kol makom shetirtze tanuach, it should say, but barring that that exceptional case, he's potter. Why is he potter? He had kavanas isur. So the answer is it didn't happen the way he wanted it to happen, and that's enough of a tour of misase. V'kolshken, and even more so, but it's coming lizrok b'tzad zev zark b'tzad acher. Okay, this is a little bit more complicated for us today, but the Lonasa Klal Ritzona. Now, he wanted it to end up there, and it ended up there. But again, in both cases, he had Kavanas Isur. On his Kavin Lachtoch Mechuber Zer, Bechata Mechuber Acher Potter. So it means if it didn't turn out exactly the way he wanted it, he'd be Potter. So why does Rashi insist that in the case of niskaving lachtoch, niskaving lachtoch, but at the end he was chotek mechuba, Rashi says he was niskaving lachtoch tolsh. Why did it have to be tolsh? Truth be told, what is the language of the Gemara? The Gemara says, let me just read the Gemara here. Lachtoch es hatolish v'chotech semachubar, Rav Omar Potur, Abaye Omar Chayav. Oh, okay, that's not a kasha. That's because Abaye, the Gemara wants to tell you the greatest chiddush of Abaye, that he's chayav even in the case where he had a kavanas heter. But enechinyami, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rav would say that he's potur even in the case where he had a kavanas isur. So that's not a kasha. Let's just see on Ayin Gimel. What was the Gemara on Ayin Gimel? Where's the Ayin Gimel here? Oh, the Gemara says that according to Rava, this is line 5, line 6 now. Mashenke b'Shabbos reported this kavin like bias. I told you. All right, that's Abaye. I'm this kavin lachos told shchotz mechuber chayav. That's according to Abaye. Oh. The Rav is on the fourth line from the top. Mashenki b'shavus the potim in his kavein lachtoch esatolush v'chotes kamechuba. You could hardly blame Rashi for that. It says it explicitly in the Gemara. Let's take a look in Krisus and see if the Gemara is consistent in Krisus. The Gemara says in Krisus on Daf Yutesam and Beis labaye kigon to his kavein like bias atolush v'chotes kamechuba. And the Rav Mishkach is like Yonshin is coming lachtoch satolush v'chotoch is a mechubar. The Gemara is pretty consistent here that Rav's case of misasek is where his kavanah was to cut what? Was to cut heter. So, you know, with all the respect to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, the Gemara is definitely supporting Rashi. Now, here we have to see what Rabbeinu Tam derives from all this. He says, "V'nirul Rabbeinu Tam, the hocha mayir bin iskaving lachtoch tolush, v'nimtza shehu mechubar, v'choteich mashahoye miskaving." So, in other words, here there was no mistaken identity about the object, meaning he actually did the action that he intended to on the object. V'nimtza shehu mechubar. And there will be the Mayri bin Iskaving lachtoch tolush v'nimtza shehu mechubar. You see how he's reinterpreting the Gemara.
He made a mistake. No,
but I'm saying let's try to fit Rabbeinu Tam into the Gemara. It's a little bit of a push, right? The Gemara is saying, where's the lashon of the Gemara here? Should have underlined it here. 1 second. Iskaving. Right, lachtoch es hatolush. Right, v'chotoch es machuber. We thought those were two different objects. It's one object, says Rabbeinu Tam, but he thought it was tolush. It's not that it was tolush. In his mind, it was tolush. You know, this is like phenomenology. If you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so phenomenologically, it was tolush. The hachamay bin iskavin lachtoch tolush v'nimtza shu machubar. Correct. So in this case, you have to have kavanas heter because he did exactly, in terms of the chayfetz, he did exactly what he intended to. So the only way of establishing him as a misasek is to insist that he had kavanas heter. V'chotek machayim miskavin el shaloy yedeya shehu mechubar. So he didn't know that it was mechubar. Okay, Rabos, I think we'll stop here. Again, we're still not finished, but we made a great deal of progress, Be'ezer Hashem. And just to summarize the bottom line of what we learned today, it seems to be a very fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos as to what the case of Misasik is with regard to Shabbos, according to Rava. Rashi understands that Misasik is a case where he has two chafotzim, and there are two conditions that make him into a misasik. Number one, he did the action on the wrong chayfetz. That wasn't the object that he intended to do the action to. And number two, he thought he was doing heter. Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, the Eichel, right, he's of the opinion that all you need in Misasek is one of two things. Either he was mistaken about the identity of the object in terms of Heta versus Iser, so he's miskaven leHeta, he thought it was Tolish and really it's Mechubar. Or alternatively, he knew it was Mechubar, he had Kavanas Iser, but his intention was to do it on object A and he did it on object B. The problem with Rashi is that the Gemara explicitly says that according to Shmuel, if he was miskaven lilkot te'ena zu v'loka te'ena cheres, he's potter. Why? Because of misasek. What we're going to claim is, and that's what I want to research between now and next week, is that Rashi, in explaining that misasek requires two conditions, is operating within the framework of universal misasek. The raya that Tosus brings, Rabbeinu Tam brings from the Gemara in Krisus, is Shmuel. Shmuel operates with a unique halacha of misasek. A p'tur misasek in Shabbos based on halachas machshavas. Rashi is not operating with that. Once there's a special p'tur of misasek in Shabbos because halachas machshavas, then Rashi would agree to Rabbeinu Tam that one condition or the other is enough to make him into misasek. Either he wasn't a machshavas. Where's the felt in machshavas is either because he thought it was heter, meaning he thought mistakenly it was tolish, it turned out to be mechubar, or alternatively, he had a machshava for this isur, and he implemented a malacha on the other isur, on the other chayfetz. That's not the right kavana. In other words, lo niskayma machshavto. Why lo niskayma machshavto? Because he wanted to do A, and it turned out that he didn't B. Rashi would agree with Rabbeinu Tam, but only according to Shmuel. The sugya increases in Shmuel, who introduces a precondition. You're only chayav in Melech HaShabbos because this is exactly what you wanted. Now, fast forward to Rabbi Eliezer, Zot Rashi. Rabbi Eliezer never accepted Melech HaShabbos Osu Torah. He doesn't have the drasha. He mamish doesn't have the drasha. He's not on the same page. If that be the case, where's the Ptur Misaseh derived from? Derived from a pasuk, but that pasuk is not in Shabbos. It's Ba Lifture Lamait Misasek. No, if it's Lamait Misasek, now let's take a look at our universal definition of Misasek. He's got Chelev and Shuman in front of him. And he wanted to take the Shuman into his hand, but he took the Chelev into his hand. So there are two conditions that are met here. Number one, it is this Kavin Leheta Velola Iser. Number two, he was mistaken in terms of the identity of the object. It was two Chafatzim. And Rashi, I think, interprets Al Gemara in Shabbos according to Rabbi Eliezer. And the simple reading, I think, you'll admit, in the Gemara, is that he was Niskavin Lachtoch Esat Tolush. And inadvertently, there was something else that was Mechubar, and his hand or his knife went out to there. And that's a case where even in universal terms of misasek, he would be put. Okay, we'll try to develop this a little further in Mirtz Hashem next week. Is everybody on board for next week?
Very good.
If I shoot an arrow, yeah.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow I give a little bit on Chatzi Shir. But again, even if you didn't hear the shir on Chatzi Shir, even Chatzi of the shir, you know, even if you have the time, you know, you could listen to the recording. But even if you don't, you can come to shir. That's what I'm trying to guarantee and still understand. We're working on the insights of Rabbi Nachum Zemba, who was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemon, and he died at a young age. But his chidushim are absolutely brilliant, and he has an insight into Chatzi Shir and whether it's a p'tur Meleches Machshavos or not. That I think will open up our eyes as far as what Meleches Machshavos is all about. Yeah, Rabbi, go ahead.
I have intention to shoot an arrow at a target. I missed the target and I hit the guy next. He was walking a half a mile away. And he gets killed. Is that misasek? Am I chayiv in that?
Well, in that case,
is it shogeg?
In that case, I think he would be potter for two different reasons. Meaning, one reason he'd be potter as a unique halach in Shabbos, and
not Shabbos, not Shabbos.
No, no, just I'm using your question as an opportunity to review the whole shiur that he gave me. There's one reason why he'd be potter had it been a Shabbos case, meaning under the unique halach of Hashem says, and there's a totally different reason why he's potter b'toras misasik and kol tarku. As far as Shabbos is concerned, the fact that he wanted to hit a target and instead he hit a different target, that itself would generate a p'tur of misasik.
That's for sure.
But that's not going to help me in Ritzicha because that's not Meleches Machshavos.
Exactly.
The p'tur here of misasik in Ritzicha would be a different p'tur. And that would be the fact that he number one had kavanas heter, and number two, he had two chafotzim in front of him. So we have both conditions that make him into a misasik. Meaning, he's got in front of him, whether he's aware of it or not, I don't know, but he's got in front of him a target, and he's got in front of him a person, a human being. He wants to hit the target. In this case, even kol tarkula would be a misasik. Why? Because both conditions are fulfilled. Number one, he had kavanas heter, and number two, it went the wrong direction. Now, in and of itself, if it went the wrong direction, that would be a unique p'tur in Shabbos, and that wouldn't help me in Ritzicha. But here, I can add another condition, namely that he had kavanas heter.
So go to the question of Torah, all right? Where
of what? Say it again.
In
the Torah.
Yeah, that's there.
An axe, and the thing falls off and hits somebody. My intention is to chop the tree down.
Right.
And yet the blade comes off and hits somebody.
Yeah. Why is that called the shogi? L'chor, it should be misasik.
It's an Irma Yichud case, for sure.
Good question. Let me think about it. Again, I would have to research, but let me just give you, if I can, a knee-jerk response.
But the object that just you use has to be capable of killing.
No question.
And then it's
the case that I gave with the arrow. Yeah. Same type of thing.
So you're both kavanah.
Sure. Why?
And
same as the
wrong direction. Why is that not misasik?
Who says that misasik is potter?
So you know what? In order to answer that question, you would have to know a lot more about what's called koach sheni. Let me explain. The Gemara says the following. If, let's say, he's banging in this direction, going from up to down, and the wood, let's say, that he cuts falls downward and kills somebody, he's chayev. Chayev goes, I mean to say. You know, he didn't have kavanah to kill the guy, so he's a shogeg. Right. There's another case, which again, it's not relevant to us now, where he's picking up the knife, and on his way up, which is called derech aliyah, that's a separate gzeres hakosa that he's potter, even though in both cases he's a shogeg. Maybe he can give some philosophical explanation as to why the Torah says you're potter in that case, but that's called the derech aliyah. Okay. Then the Gemara says the following. What happens if he bangs it up against a plank or a branch of wood, and then the wood flies out and hits somebody? So that has to do with kocho and koch kocho. Meaning his koach was in a downward motion, which is called derech yirida. Like, for example, in the classical case, he's climbing up a ladder, and his foot bangs down on one of the, what's it called?
Rungs
of the ladder, and the rung hits somebody. That's called kocho. Then Igmar has a case which is certainly called kocho. He throws something at a date tree, and a clump of dates comes down and kills somebody. The Gemara says, in that case, for sure he's potter from shogeg. Why? Because even if it's derech yirida, he hit object A, but object A never killed the person. Rather, it like a billiards point, you know, it hit up against another ball, in this case, this clump of thing, and that clump killed him. That's called koach sheni. And in the case of koach sheni, he's potter. Then the Gemara has a case which is in between koach rishon and koach sheni, where he hits something in this direction, that very object, but flies off in a different direction. And the question is whether or not that's shogeg. And the Gemara, I think, clears whether it's koach rishon or koach sheni.
Is there a status in misasik by killing?
I would assume yes. It's not hanos, haguf. And rotzeach is listed in that Mishnah, is it not, Mitch? You have the Mishnah there? I hope it's listed. It should be listed.
I'm trying to understand. There are three categories of misasik. There's Shabbos. There's Chaylev and Arayas.
Right.
And there's
Shari Zurim without it.
So we're bringing Arayas from Chaylev, for example, and Shuma. Really, we should leave that out because that's Chayev for a different reason entirely.
Right, but if not for that different reason, I guess maybe Chayev and Mises is not listed there. But the reason why that's Chayev has nothing to do with Mises. Well, I'm sorry, that's what I just said is wrong. But if all things were equal, there's no Gzeres HaKosev that says that the Ptur of Misasik doesn't apply to Chalov of Arayis. If let's say, if he would eat the Chalev in a way that he wasn't Nene, he'd be part of Ptur's Misasik. Okay. If he could have a Be'ila without Hanos HaGuf, he would be part of Ptur's Misasik. So the standard that Rashi wants to set as the scenario, the paradigm of Misasik, is going to apply in Kol Tarkula whenever there's no special reason to be Mechayevim because of Shekeinim.
So you're looking at,
that's why that Rashi, I think, increases is very, very critical. It really sets up two conditions. Tosis just takes it the other way. I wanted to point out, based on that Rashi's adding a condition in Misasik that the two Chafotzim. Tosis is saying, well, if the two Chafotzim, why does Rashi insist that he has to have a Kavanah's head there? Even if he had a Kavanah's Isser, it'd be Potter. Haraya, Lilko Tenezu, Veloket Tenezo, Zorak Arba, Zorak Shmona. Why is he Potter over there in those cases? So I'm going to claim, and that's what I want to work on between now and next week, that he's Potter for a whole different reason. And that is because Shmuel introduces a new element into the equation, namely Meleches Machsheves Osrit.
But Tosfos is inferring from Rashi a particular din
that there are two chafots.
No. He's inferring that if I have a Masa Isser and I just change the
I call that two chafots.
That it would be Osir, that it's Kule Amma.
He'll be chayev.
Tosfos then disagrees with that.
Correct. And he's saying that if the two chafotzim, even if he had a if Rashi is insisting that he had Kavanah's head there, correct, he never intended, according to Rashi, to cut something that's Talmud. That's Mechuber, excuse me. Then Tosfos says, let it be one object. Why does Rashi?
Says that inference that Tosfos is making on Rashi is correct. Rashi never said that.
I mean, where did Tosfos see in Rashi that there were two chafotzim, you're asking, or what? Wait, let me
infers the chata and
I think Rashi says
Lachsos mechubar zeh.
Wait, I think
Rashi mechubar acher.
Right, I think Rashi says it explicitly. Wait a minute. Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. Don't jump on me, Rabbi. Give me a chance. Let's see. Where does Rashi have it? Just one second. I will stop here, but I think that's the Rashi that he's referring to here when he says B'davar Acher, three lines down from the top.